Welcome to the Carols of Christmas. Each day leading up to Christmas, I talk about a particular Christmas carol, explaining some of the history and background behind the carol. Then finally, I will sing a verse of it for you. Some will be familiar and some probably not, but they all point us toward the true reason for the season, our Savior, Jesus Christ. My name is Michael D. Young, and today I'd like to talk about Far, Far Away on Judea's Plains. This carol has the distinction of first being written by a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, but then gaining popularity with other Christian denominations. The year was 1869, and an elder Erastus Snow, an apostle of the church, was the mission president of what was then called the Dixie Mission in southern Utah, St. George. The weather had been poor, and their food supplies were dwindling, and so Elder Snow wanted to do something special for the missionaries at Christmas time. He enlisted the help of two men, a poet named Charles Walker, and the St. George choirmaster, John McFarlane, and commissioned them to write a special Christmas song to raise spirits. The two had already started collaborating on other songs, and so they set to work right away to fulfill the request. Walker wrote a set of words, but McFarlane couldn't seem to find music that fit them properly. One night, McFarlane woke up in the middle of the night with a melody running through his head. He woke up his wife and had her pump their personal organ while he played what he was hearing in his mind so that he could write it down. The next morning, they brought the music over to Walker, and they both agreed that it was exactly what they were looking for. In the course of writing the song, he had completely changed Walker's original words. But though McFarlane offered to give Walker credit, Walker politely declined. And so it was performed for the first time for a Christmas program that year in St. George, Utah, and published in a magazine called The Juvenile Instructor in December 1889. It later became part of the official Latter-day Saint hymn book, 4 years after McFarlane died, and has gone on to be included in hymn books for other Christian denominations. And now, a verse of Far, Far Away on Judea's Plains.
Far, far away on Judea's plains, shepherds of old heard the joyous strains. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God in the highest. Peace on earth, goodwill to men. Peace on earth, goodwill to men.
Thank you for listening. Merry Christmas, and may God bless us, everyone.